Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sam Gordon. Sam is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. On the program, we'll talk the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA. Sam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Ready, set, summer. Start your summer off fresh with savings on washers and dryers during the Memorial Day Savings event at the Home Depot. Give your laundry room an upgrade with big savings in-store and online on top appliances like LG high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers for just $6.98 each. Right now, you'll save a bundle. So kick off your summer with the Memorial Day Savings event at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more, valid through June 9th.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat. Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddle para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash brown. Love you.
El mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares. Solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
I'm a CoverGirl. I'm a CoverGirl. I'm a CoverGirl, too. Because I use CoverGirl Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation, America's number one anti-aging foundation brand. Simply Ageless is skincare and makeup in one. It instantly reduces the look of wrinkles and even skin tone. With hyaluronic complex and vitamin C for plump skin and a healthy, youthful glow.
So be a CoverGirl like me.
And me. And get better skin at any age.
Try Simply Ageless Liquid Foundation.
From easy, breezy, beautiful, CoverGirl.
The transition defense for the Fever a whole lot better than it was on Friday.
Oh! Oh, a block that was beautiful! Liz Cambage has a message to send. Outside, Jackie Young.
One of the keys?
Yes.
No trespassing.
Oh, my goodness. Cambage blocks again. Elsie Mitchell.
What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? Cambage, or De'Erica Hamby running in transition.
De'Erica Hamby with the rebound after three Fever opportunities. Now you know.
And just the way she runs the floor. And Chelsea Grace, go find her. Has that desire to be a great player. And she keeps getting better.
Rebound, Hamby. And the putback.
In the WNBA, you don't have to be a starter. Just play your role when you come in off the bench.
Nothing wrong with that quote. That's what he likes. No, no, you got to know that Liz is saying no. Hamby just backed up 65% from the floor. Liz off the glass, kept getting her own second chance, and won. Woo, this is so tough.
Frustrated she didn't finish the first one, but she stayed after it. And look, and going after the boards to avoid the foul, the Aces were missing some shots. Bill Laimbeer said really a breakdown of concentration.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the CBS Sports Network, and you heard the action of the Las Vegas Aces, De'Erica Hamby scoring 22 points, and Liz Cambage having a double-double against the Indiana Fever on May the 30th. And we want to welcome someone that covers the Aces very well. He is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Sam Gordon. Hey, Sam, welcome to the program.
Hey, appreciate you having me. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. Before we currently talk about this 2021 season, let's go back to the 2020 season for the Aces. It was a whirlwind of a year, not just in sports, but just all of society in general. We know about the wobble. We know about the adjustments that every team in the WNBA had to make. But the Aces, they pressed on, and they wound up playing in the WNBA championship. Asia Wilson, the league MVP, and despite no Liz Cambage, she opted out due to COVID. Kind of give me your thoughts on what you took away from the Aces 2020 season.
Yeah, I think it was just really kind of a coming of age for the franchise. I think the first 2 years, 2018, 2019, the team was really young. It was still kind of new here in Vegas. You had Asia Wilson, who was obviously a superstar talent and somebody that was capable of being the face of the franchise, which she was from day one, but one of the faces of the WNBA too, and the faces of basketball in general. And I really think she just kind of matured into that and understood what she had to do to lead the team last year. Like you said, with no Liz Cambage, with no Kelsey Plum, who had torn her Achilles and missed the year, she really shouldered the load and was excellent and put the team on her back in a lot of ways, and in some ways the league on her back, just with everything, like you said, everything that was going on last summer, everything that the WNBA, the league stands for and the players stand for. And I think the Aces were at the forefront of that as much as any other team. Asia McCautry, as a free agent, came over and was a big-time impact player on the wing, not only with her play but with her leadership. And it was just really kind of a coming of age for the franchise, and really got valuable experience playing a team like the Connecticut Sun, going to the to game five and having to finish that game in a back and forth fourth quarter where points are hard to come by. Really a lot of maturity, really a lot of poise that the Aces showed. And I think when you look at the Seattle Storm, what they ran up against in the finals, that was you know, that's the gold standard. That was the team that had been together for some years, that had developed that kind of chemistry, and that really knew how to compete at the highest of levels. And the Aces were able to see what that looks like. And I really think that experience set the stage for this year. And, you know, granted, it's a new roster. It's more or less a brand new team. Wilson is the only returning starter that played in that series, right? There was a lot of turnover. It is a new team. You should have Angel McCautry going down before the season this year, and Kelsey Plum is back, and Liz Cambage is back. But being that, you know, several players, you know, even if they weren't starters, you know, starting with Asa Wilson, tasted success and got to the brink of a WNBA championship, I really felt like that set the tone for what the franchise wanted to accomplish this season. And really, really a coming of age. And the Aces are here. I mean, this isn't the team that had the number one overall pick a few years ago that was trying to establish itself in this market and in the WNBA. I mean, this is one of the preeminent franchises in the league now with legitimate championship expectations. And you look at what they accomplished in 2020, that catapulted them to this point. So there are expectations here, no doubt about it. There are championship expectations. There is an internal goal to win the WNBA championship. And the Aces saw that, you know, how close they were last year. I think this year's roster is even better, and would expect them to contend here throughout the course of 2021.
Absolutely. I want to get back to the 2020 season for a moment with Liz Cambage opting out and Kelsey Plum having the injury. We saw, as you stated earlier, about Angel McCutry and what she did during the 2020 season. But a star that really came of age is De'Erica Hamby, and she's the reigning two-time WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Sam. If De'Erica had not gotten hurt, I think the series would have gone differently, just because you have someone coming off the bench and you have a scorer like Bill Laimbeer likes the women on his team tall and versatile. And De'Erica Hamby is a player that fits that description. Kind of give me your take on De'Erica and what she did in her 2020 season, despite having that injury during the playoff run.
Well, I mean, you touched on it. I mean, she, at her size and with what she's able to do, not just on the offensive end, but from the defensive end, they didn't have her to guard Breanna Stewart in the WNBA Finals. And like you said, I think it would have been a different series. Now, I'm not, you know, we can't definitively say the Aces would have won the championship had she played, but she is, you know, she's a sixth woman. She comes off the bench. That's her role. But I think she's one of the best players in the league. And you know, where you rank her, you know, that's to each his own, or to each her own in terms of their opinion. But I can't think of, you know, 15 more impactful players, you know, 10 to 15 more impactful players in the league. But what she's able to do at her size, she can handle the ball. She can step out and hit a perimeter shot. She has a quick first step and can get to the rim. And she plays with such a passion for the game and with so much energy that I think it's, you know, she's an asset off the bench, because she can watch the first 6-7 minutes, you know, get a feel for the game, and she comes in with her pace, with the her style of play. It just changes the dynamic in so many ways. And, you know, she runs the floor, she gets offensive rebounds, she's a great cutter. Very, very, like you said, very versatile player and such an asset for what the Aces want to do. And I think, you know, her ability to guard, to switch out on the guards on the perimeter and stick with them, and to guard bigger players in the post, gives the Aces, you know, last year and this year, gives them different styles of basketball they can play. I mean, you can play with two traditional bigs, with Asa Wilson in the center. You know, last year was Carolyn Swords, this year obviously Liz Cambage. Or you can downsize and play Asa Wilson at center and have De'Erica Hamby play at that power forward spot, and where you have four perimeter players around Asa Wilson. So De'Erica Hamby, no question about it, is such a huge piece of this team. She was last year. She is this year, and at 27 years old, I mean, I think she's smack dab in the middle of her prime, or entering her prime, you know, in terms of her skill and her ability. She's such an impact player and so valuable for this team that, yes, even though she comes off the bench and is technically a sixth woman, you often see her out there in closing lineups because of what she can do defensively and just her knack for finding the ball and making a play. So super, super valuable, and she proved that again last year. Not having her in the finals was a huge loss. So it was more important for her to get healthy. She didn't have to have surgery with the injury, was able to recover, and she looks every bit as good this year, if not better, than she has the last two. I mean, she is the two-time reigning Sixth Woman of the Year, and it looks to be, you know, one of the front runners for that award again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, De'Erica is just phenomenal, man, and she definitely deserves a lot of the deserves the attention that she gets for playing on a team like the Las Vegas Aces. So, Sam, here we are in the 2021 WNBA season. So, De'Erica Hamby was re-signed. And also, the Aces made some big free agent signings. Chelsea Gray, who played for the Los Angeles Sparks alongside Candace Parker for several seasons, she comes over to Las Vegas, and she's already made her presence felt with the Aces so far this year, as well as Raquana Williams, better known as Bebe. And Liz Cambage was also re-signed, so she comes back, and they're going to need her in this championship run. But I want your thoughts on the signing of Chelsea and Raquana and what they mean to the team.
Yeah, for sure. I think we'll start with Chelsea Gray. I mean, one of the best point guards in the league, just in terms of what she brings to the table. She's a three-level scorer that's you know, at 5'11", about 165, 170, strong enough to get to where she needs to go, with a tight enough handle to get to wherever she needs to go at any point. And I think what really makes her special is her court vision and just her ability to manipulate, help defenders to create passing lanes for her teammates. And she's really at her best, I think, coming off a ball screen and running pick and rolls. And she's the kind of player the Aces really haven't had the past few years. I mean, Kelsey Plum is a fine ball handler and can run pick and rolls and can get into the paint and do different things, but not quite at the same level as Chelsea Gray. So having her, you know, the Aces are always, as long as they have Liz Cambage and Asia Wilson, they're going to play through the post. That's what they want to do. They're an inside-out team, but now they have an option. We talk about different styles of play, where you can space the floor for Chelsea Gray and let her run a high pick and roll and let her make decisions. And we've already seen her doing that at an extremely high level for the Aces so far. I mean, she's averaging 12.5 points, 6.4 assists. She's shooting almost 50% from the field, 40% from the from three-point range. So she just gives them a decision maker, a high-end, top-notch decision maker who's been there, who's done that, who's played in won championships, who knows what it takes to take and make big shots and is comfortable in those settings. So she makes the game easier for everybody around her just with her style of play, with her court vision, with her unselfish demeanor. I think that's one of the biggest things is, yes, she brings all these tangible attributes to the court, but she's a leader and she's very unselfish and understands that it's about getting her teammates going and looks to do that and is skilled enough as a scorer to pick her spots when she needs to. In terms of Raquana Williams, I mean, shooting, right? That's been kind of the knock on the Aces the last couple of years, and you haven't really seen it manifest itself yet this year. But in terms of her, she's 40% three-point shooter, and that's what she's shooting this season so far, 40% from deep, and can helps provide spacing, and is somebody that can be, you know, microwave scorer. I mean, until Liz Cambage set the scoring record in 2018, single-game scoring with 53 points, Raquana Williams had it, you know, scoring 50 as a rookie in 2013. So she can get hot at any time, and her three-point shooting and her spacing helps open up the floor, creates driving lanes for Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young, who I think has really emerged here in her third season. And then, of course, you have to think twice if you want to double Wilson or Cambage down in the block. So there's a lot of upside, a lot of talent on this roster. I think the first few weeks, because like you said, these are new players, these are free agent signees, you have a new team. The first few weeks of the season have very much been about establishing chemistry, and I would expect it to take, you know, more time as well, because Kelsey Plum was playing abroad with USA Basketball. She's going to return tonight against the New York Liberty, and there's so many different moving parts and new pieces that Bill Laimbeer is having to figure out how to how to build into their lineup and tailor his schemes and systems to make sure everybody touches the ball and make sure this team is humming. And we've seen signs of it so far, but it's going to take more time, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because the players they add they have such high ceilings and have such unique skill sets that the Aces haven't had, that you're going to have to figure that out. But once they do, I think the upside for this team is dangerous and scary. And like I said, we've already seen glimpses so far over the first 3 weeks of the season.
Well, you touched on one player, Jackie Young, and you mentioned, Sam, about the team needing more time. What you said, that's necessary. That's really a good thing. But Jackie Young's wasted no time in the short amount of time that she's been in the WNBA. She's really emerged in this early part of the year, really picking up the slack whenever Liz and Asia have kind of had decent games. She's really stepped her game up. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jackie so far this year.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of the natural maturity and progression as a player. And, you know, she came into the league, let's not forget, she declared after her junior year at Notre Dame what you can do if you turn 22 in that calendar year. And I think, that, you know, her rookie season was a little overwhelming. And she's talked about that in press conferences that she at times lacked confidence. And I think just getting more time and experience and getting more reps and being empowered and being on a team like this where she's going to have her opportunities. I think Angel McCosker going down, you never want to see a player get injured, but it turned Jackie Young into a little bit more of a scorer, and she's been willing and accepting of that role and plays with so much more confidence. And you can see it, how much more decisive she is. She knows what her strengths and weaknesses are and plays to them. She's unbelievable at getting downhill and putting pressure on opposing defenses. And her mid-range jumper has really, really improved, where she's stepping into that 16, 17-footer now with confidence. And, you know, if she's coming off a ball screen, you know, the defender has to decide. You go under, you're giving her an opportunity to step into that jumper. You go over, she's really, really adept now at drawing contact and manipulating defenders and getting them off balance, and has had games this year where she's been to the free throw line 10 times, 9 times, 7 times. So she's really evolved and matured as a scorer. And I think defensively, too, has really emerged as one of the premier defensive wings in the league. You see her picking up three-quarters court. You see her really putting ball pressure on opposing ball handlers and stifling opposing wings, really cutting off driving lanes, and is excellent in terms of her awareness and team schemes and being in the right spots when she's guarding away from the ball. So I think her maturation has been critical and has been huge. I mean, she's the number one pick 2 years ago in 2019, and is showing why she was the number one overall pick, because at 6 feet with her size, with her athleticism, with her two-way potential, she's really, really a difference maker, and with her scoring prowess, like you said, now the Aces have multiple options. If Liz Cambage can't get it going, or if Asia Wilson can't get it going, Jackie Young can, and she scored, you know, she's already set the new career high in scoring twice this year with 21 points against the Seattle Storm, and then 27 just a few days later against the Phoenix Mercury. She is maturing as a player, and it's critical for the Aces, because she's definitely part of this core moving forward, and is proving how valuable she is.
Indeed, she is becoming valuable thus far. And you mentioned about the injury to Angel McCutry, and I want to bring up a player that was drafted in this year's WNBA draft out of France, and her name is Iliana Rupert. I want to know, is she going to have a roster slot? Is she going to be on the roster sometime this year, Sam, or is there something going on with her international status playing in France?
Yeah, she's going to be she's training with the French national team and is getting ready for the Olympics. But the Aces are leaving a roster spot vacant for her after the Olympic break. So she's going to have the opportunity. And that does, you know, we'll have to see how the season shakes out. But there is, at least right now, there's going to be space for her at the end of the season. So I think they're just fine with 11 right now. I mean, they're too deep at every position, more or less, with the high-end superstar talent that the Aces have. They're going to be fine throughout the course of the season. But Iliana Rupert at 6'4", 6'5", should she choose to come over at the end of the season, like is being planned right now, is going to add some size, going to add some shot blocking, some depth up front, and we'll have some more international experience by then. But the Aces weren't counting on her to be a difference maker in year one. They understood that this is more of a draft pick for the long term, and if anything that she can provide this year, I think, will be a little bit more of a bonus. This is a, you know, mature veteran club at this point that's going to lean on its superstars and its veterans, and if she comes over at the end of the season and can play some spot minutes, then great for the Aces, and if not, I think they'll be just fine without her as well.
So the other draft picks that they had, Sam, Destiny Slocum is on the roster, and also Kiana Jeter was a third-round pick. What is Kiana's status with the team?
Yeah, she did not make the team, so they waived her immediately right away in training camp. But Destiny Slocum, as a second-round pick, has made the team and is in the rotation, you know, at least right now, with Kelsey Plum missing the last six games. Destiny Slocum had the opportunity to play a little bit and really show what she can do. And the Aces drafted her. I mean, she's a mature, you know, guard who's, you know, 23 years old, played a lot of college ball, a number of, you know, played at three very, very high-level programs. And I think that's what the Aces liked about her, was just that she knows who she is as a player, her maturity. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't get out of herself. She understands when to get the ball to whom, and when to shoot and when to pass and where she needs to be and what she needs to do. So, again, you know, only 12 minutes, you know, 11.2 minutes a game so far through the first eight games of the season. But when she has had her number called, she doesn't look like she's overwhelmed. She knows what she's doing, and that's part of the reason the Aces drafted her, was because of her maturity.
Speaking of maturity, you know, Bill Laimbeer has been joined at the hip with this organization, well, joined at the hip with the Aces since 2018. And before that, the franchise was in Detroit at the Detroit Shock for several seasons. Bill Laimbeer has been a proven winner. He's a three-time WNBA champion when the franchise was in Detroit. And, you know, Laimbeer, if people, for the listeners out there that don't know his physical style, you know, he was a roughhouser, so to speak, but, you know, known for his physical play, someone that was a long-range shooter. He had decent range and was a fantastic rebounder. Sam, I want to ask you, with Coach Laimbeer being at the helm of the Aces for a while now, has his style rubbed off, in your opinion, has it rubbed off on Cambage and Hamby and Wilson, as well as Chelsea Gray being there? Has his impact been very profound on the team?
Yeah, I would say so, and not necessarily in a physical style of play. Don't get me wrong, the Aces can be physical, but when they're playing at their best, they're playing with a lot of pace. They're getting up the ball up and down the floor. They're in transition and they're getting easy baskets at the rim, whether that's pushing in transition or setting up in the half court early and getting the ball down to Cambage and Wilson early in the shot clock and you know, forcing the defense to double and then rotating and swinging the ball from there. But I think where his style is most influential is, being that he's a former player, you know, two-time NBA champion, and you know, one of the most important players in the 1980s. He understands what it's like to be on the other side. So I think, you know, he's very much a player's coach, lets the players, you know, lets them play their game and gives them a lot of freedom and empowers them. And I think that's the biggest thing where he's been influential, is he understands, you know, when he needs to get involved and when he needs to get out of the way and when it's time to sit back and let them, you know, let the Aces do their thing. And I think the players respect him for that. I mean, you hear nothing but positive things about him as a coach and him as an advocate for the WNBA and what he stands for and what he's represented, you know, with his two decades plus in the league. So it's been huge having him here. He's definitely helped the franchise find his footing and has helped kind of nurse the transition from San Antonio to Las Vegas and help the Aces become one of the preeminent franchises in the league. So that's where I think his influence has been the greatest. Not necessarily, you know, yes, like you said, he's a very, very physical player, you know, one of the most intimidating players in the 80s. And the Aces can play that way, but that's not where his influence has been felt. It's been felt with his professionalism, with his understanding for what it's like to be a player and for, you know, for the way he's empowered his players to be themselves on and off the basketball court.
Yeah, good analogy right there, because, again, Coach Laimbeer has been awesome since he's been a coach in the WNBA. Again, as I mentioned earlier, with the Detroit Shock before that franchise moved to Tulsa. And then, like you said, the Aces were previously in San Antonio before that, Utah. So it's glad to see Coach Laimbeer's helped out with that transition. Speaking of transition, last year was a very challenging year, not just in sports, but just in all of society. The WNBA really stepped up to the plate, Sam, in terms of raising awareness about Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and the Jacob Blake situation and all the things that happened during the time in the wobble. They're no longer in the wobble now. All of the teams are back playing in their respective cities. So far, as you've covered the Aces this year, what has been the biggest differences in terms of them returning to playing at their respective arena in Las Vegas as opposed to being in the wobble?
Yeah, I think it's just the comfort of not being so confined, right? And there's still protocols teams have to follow, you know, on the road especially, and still restrictions and still, you know, getting tested and all those things remain. But you're not confined to that same small space. And I think there is some comfort knowing that the Aces are able to be in market. They've been playing in front of crowds of about 2,000 here at Michelob Ultra Arena, formerly known as the Mandalay Bay Event Center. And there's a real energy in town. I think the city and the fan base, I mean, the Aces fans are very, very, very enthusiastic and very, very passionate. And you know, that's a credit to the marketing and the way the team has kind of established itself. You got, you know, credit the business staff for really promoting this team and helping them find their, you know, become a fabric of sports in Las Vegas. So I think that's where the players are most comfortable is, yeah, you know, the wobble, you know, served its purpose. But at the end of the day, basketball is a spectator sport. And I think just having fans in the arenas and being a part of the experience has been huge, you know, for the players just to find some semblance of normalcy and then, you know, getting back into their routines in terms of travel, you know, playing in their home arenas. Like I said, there are some restrictions and there are some protocols that are still in place, but if there's some sense of normalcy, and at least in Las Vegas, you know, the city got back to full capacity in terms of, you know, restrictions being lifted commercially on June 1st. And, you know, would anticipate that at some point this year, there's going to be more fans allowed to Aces games as well. And that's going to be, you know, a comfort for the players, just knowing things are getting back to normal.
Awesome. Well, again, Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just, again, tell everybody what you do at the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Yeah, I cover the Aces and then a lot of basketball, Raiders stuff, boxing, a little bit of everything, UNLV here. You can find all our stuff at ReviewJournal.com, and I'm on Twitter at @BySamGordon. Really appreciate you having me on the show, and, you know, we'd love to come back anytime. So thank you so much, and enjoy. You know, hope you continue to enjoy the rest of the WNBA season.
Oh, I will do. Thank you so much, man. Anytime, you've got that. So, again, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites that you would like to promote as well. You let the listeners know those names as well.
Yep, ReviewJournal.com, and then under the sports tab, you can find all our Aces coverage, and then I also cover, you know, the Raiders too. We can find our Raiders stuff at VegasNation.com, and I'm on Twitter at @BySamGordon. That's BYSAMGORDON. Thanks again, Ed. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you heard it from him. He's Sam Gordon. He is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, as he said, covering the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders as well as the NBA, the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, and a lot of great things that he's done. Sam, thank you so much once again, and we'll be back with more right after this.
The transition defense for the Fever a whole lot better than it was on Friday. Oh! Oh, a block that was beautiful! Liz Cambage has a message to send. Outside, Jackie Young.
One of the keys?
Yes.
No trespassing.
Oh, my goodness. Cambage blocks again. Elsie Mitchell.
What'd I tell you? Cambage, or De'Erica Hamby running in transition.
De'Erica Hamby with the rebound after.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Grilling season is here. Keep things sizzling all summer long with Dietz & Watson. Fire up your Thursday with perfectly smoked premium Franks and sausages. Or enjoy endless sandwich combos with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
The High C has always tasted great, but now it tastes even better because I missed it so much deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite soft drinks like the High C Orange Lava Burst for only a dollar. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat.
Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Gide dice, eres la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please.
Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddles para mí.
Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash brown. Love you.
Mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares. Solo en el $1-$2-$3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No puede ser combinado con un combo meal.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Shutterstock knows the value of your marketing budget. That's why Shutterstock makes it easy to get all your stock image, footage, and music needs in one place, so you can save time and money while still creating campaigns that sizzle. Sign up for a free trial today at Shutterstock.com/marketer and get your first 10 images free. That's any 10 images from a library of over 360 million, all free at Shutterstock.com/marketer.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
¿Por qué esta Coca-Cola de McDonald's sabe tan bien? ¿Será la máquina? ¿Será el popote o el hielo? ¿O quizás soy yo?
No sé, Diego, pero vámonos, ¿no? El ¿por qué esto sabe tan bien, deal? Un refresco de cualquier tamaño por un dólar. Solo en el $1, $2, $3 menú de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No se puede combinar con cualquier otra oferta. Combo mío. Coca-Cola es una marca registrada de The Coca-Cola Company.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Sam Gordon, writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, giving us the 411 on what happened last season with the Las Vegas Aces and the current 2021 season for the Las Vegas Aces so far. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Remember back in January when a group of Redditors drove up the price of GameStop?
It was discombobulating. It was disturbing. Like, what the hell is going on?
I'm Annie Minoff, and I also wanted to know what was going on. Since then, I've talked to dozens of people and learned the full story of how a Reddit forum fueled a massive stock surge, one that took Wall Street totally by surprise.
I should have known, yes, I should have, but I did not.
Follow our five-part series on The Journal, Sundays starting May 30th, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited-time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power.
Syra, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR talent, time, and payroll.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited-time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Ready, set, summer. Start your summer off fresh with savings on washers and dryers during the Memorial Day Savings event at the Home Depot. Give your laundry room an upgrade with big savings in-store and online on top appliances like LG high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers for just $6.98 each. Right now, you'll save a bundle. So kick off your summer with the Memorial Day Savings event at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more, valid through June 9th.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited-time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy.
His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Ready, set, summer. Get ready for summer and get your kitchen set up with savings on appliances at the Home Depot's Memorial Day Savings event, in-store and online. Right now, you'll save a bundle on top appliances like the Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator. So kick your summer off strong with a kitchen upgrade during the Memorial Day Savings event at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more, valid through June 9th.